Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, Errol. I am doing well. How are you?
Absolutely fantastic. I'm here in the Carolinas. Fall is finally starting to settle in. What about you? Are the trees, are the leaves changing or anything like that?
Not here in Florida.
Oh, my God.
But you're lucky. That's beautiful.
I am blessed with the opportunity to talk with a lot of people from Florida, and because so many people travel between the Carolinas and Florida. And it's just, I mean, the stories. And they come up here during the fall so they can see the colors.
Yep.
Wow. So to be there in Florida, though, I mean, it's like it is the central point of all genres of music. If it's music, it's all going to Florida.
That's really true. I feel like anywhere you escape, right now I'm living in Miami, but I'm originally from Tampa. But anytime you get out of those big cities, the music is completely different. It's a lot of country in Florida.
Well, that I'm not shocked, because look how many rock bands have come out of Florida, and they all credit country music because of that.
Wow, that makes sense.
It's amazing. I've been down there to the lower parts of Miami, you know, and you go to South Beach, and there's no reason to go inside the club. Just walk the streets and take it all in.
Yeah, I agree with you. You will hear the music anyway.
That's right. I got to tell you, when you guys did Car Wash from Rolls Royce, you took me back to my childhood, because that was my song. And it's like all of a sudden, here you were singing my song.
Well, I'll tell you, my mom felt the exact same way. When I told her the song selection, she was like, oh, just ask me. I've been singing this song since I was little.
It's so true. And what did you learn from that song? Because, I mean, Rolls Royce, I don't know if you've tapped into what their history is, because they did a song called I Want to Get Next to You, and to this day, I can't shake that song.
Wow. I just really, really liked the disco funky feel of it. You know, I always listened to Michael Jackson and Prince and people like them. So I could kind of connect it there and feel a bit of the same vibe. And I really got into it. I'm glad that you watched it, because on the stage, I was dancing along. I was having a really fun time.
You were dancing along to it. And I sat there and I thought, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Is this going to be the rebirth of disco in America?
I mean, you know who else is kind of doing it lately? Dua Lipa.
Yes.
Really, really happy with her music, because she's bringing it back for sure.
You are so right about that, because I remember when Dua first appeared on the music scene, and I had one of those vibe moments going, this is Donna Summer all over again.
Yep.
When you hear somebody like Dua Lipa take a chance like that, she took a leap of faith to do that inside the electronic world. I realize that EDM and stuff like that is that thing. But if you don't do it right, you're not going to be found.
I completely agree with you. I have been making songs with my brother, who is an EDM producer. And the way that I sing is normally pretty jazzy. On the show, I've had to incorporate some pop happily. But in general, I'm like a really jazzy, soulful singer. So trying to mix the genres, it's hard to make it commercial, but we're trying really hard.
So you telling me that you're having a Billie Eilish moment where you guys are working in the same studio together?
100%. We always tell everybody we're the Dominican Billie and Phineas.
Oh, my God. Because, you know, I didn't have that as a kid. What I had as a kid was I had Lincoln Logs and boxes that I used as a drum. And everybody else in my family said, he's so weird. He's just so weird.
That's not weird. I totally get it. You need to hit on something. Yeah, my father is the one who he's a real estate broker. And during the recession, he actually bought us some music equipment. so that we weren't bored, because, you know, he's a realtor. So the recession took a lot of our money away, but he didn't want us to just be home, not being creative. Right. So that's where it all started. Now we've lived in studios ever since.
I'm so with you on that creativity, because so many people don't understand that creativity is it's an art form. It's an escape. It is that one place that you can go to no matter how old you are.
Absolutely.
How do you keep it exercised and strong and stuff like that? Because I'm a daily writer. I mean, first thing in the morning, before we even got into this studio today, I've got to do my 3 pages. I've got to write no matter what.
Mm-hmm. I really love to go to, there's this botanical garden that I have a membership to. Yes, I just need to be surrounded by nature and by myself. My brother will send me the beats and I will write to them on my own. I've done co-writing before. I've worked with a few artists. I had like a songwriting contract recently with John Cicada. So I can do the collaborative thing too, but I really prefer just writing by myself in nature.
I got to tell you, I've been with John Cicada, and I will never forget when John Cicada and Gloria Estefan first appeared on the music scene. Their main mission was to put focus on future musicians from the Miami, Florida area. And, wow. And to hear that you had that connection with him, I went, oh, my God, he is living up to his word.
So much sense. Yes, that makes so much sense. He scouted me. He saw me on YouTube, and I was still living in Tampa at the time, and he's the reason I moved to Miami for that contract. He just wanted to help me find my sound, and we wrote so many songs together that are sitting waiting to be sold.
Don't you love that though? When music connects people that you know only a dream can make it possible, but when the dream becomes your reality, all of a sudden it's like, this really isn't about now. It's about who we're going to inspire.
Yep. Oh, absolutely. Musicians are the biggest teachers that there are. I mean, love academic teachers as well, of course, same part. But I feel like the children are also definitely listening to lyrics and actually applying them into their life. And it's kind of scary with the way that goes lately. But there are musicians who are here to help and write for the good of people.
And you became a part of the Dora Explorer. Just your history alone, it's like, I go, oh, I've talked with Dora. I've talked with all those people from Dora. And then John Cicada and stuff like that. I'm going, this girl is following me. We keep doing the same thing.
Yeah, I've been really, really fortunate. And I would definitely give my thanks to YouTube, because that's a platform where people can actually just hear you and decide that they want to work with you without meeting you in person first. It's really lucky.
I'm so glad you brought up YouTube, because that's how Bieber got started too. And it's such a tool, and you're using it as a tool. But how do you get by that part in a viewer's mind where we have to sit there through that 5 seconds of a commercial, and if you don't hit that hook of the song as quickly as possible, that viewer is gone?
Oh, yes. I have to think about that really often. man, I don't know. I just really, really practice really hard. And I think about that all the time, you know, what the viewers want to see from home. Nobody likes to hear a song that's overdone.
Yep.
Something that they can sing along to for sure. And then adding a couple of those really difficult runs and riffs and stuff helps sometimes. But I also have heard that I do too much. But I just sing as myself. So they can take it or leave it.
Interesting that you say that you do too much, because I've had more program directors tell me the same exact thing about being a jock on the air. But the thing is, they go, but hold on. I'd rather you do too much because I can pull you back. Have you heard the same thing?
Yeah. Thank you for saying that, because it's so true. Imagine if we came into this industry super boring.
Oh, God.
I mean, it's way harder to add to it than to pull back.
Oh, my God. So my sister and I last night were talking about Ariana Grande without her ponytail this last time. I mean, what was that? What's going on here?
You should see my direct messages on Instagram. They are all about that. People are asking, oh my gosh, you got to see Ariana without her ponytail. Oh my gosh, what does Ariana smell like? I get that at least once a day. But no, she's so beautiful. It's kind of insane and unfair, but I love her so much. She's such a sweetheart.
What I love about her is that she's showing her human side, which I hope is going inside you guys, because when you become really, really famous, even attached with John Cicada, that you are going to be approachable to the next generation.
Of course. Yeah, it's really hard for a polished musician like her to show who they are as a person past their music. But this show has really, really given her the platform to do that. A lot of the viewers are separate from the viewers who would usually listen to her music. So she's creating like a whole new audience now. I really love it for her. Mm. And she really is a sweetheart, so I'm glad that it's actually showing through and that people can tell.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm a little jealous of something about you. I still have a cassette tape. I don't know if you're old enough to remember what a cassette tape is.
Of course.
But my father, I have him yelling up the stairs to tell me to shut up because I was singing in my bedroom. That's not how your parents reacted to you.
No, man, no. The way that I started singing, I remember just singing all the time being little, but when I was 6 years old, my mom heard me in my room and she did not yell. She decided to get me an agent and we just worked from there.
So when did you realize it's like, oh my God, I sing like the birds outside. I sing. There's something about how this stuff is flowing from me that I got to keep working on it.
Well, Christina Aguilera is the answer to that. I was really, really just really copying her when I was like six and trying to sing exactly what she was singing. So I kind of branched off from there. You can't just copy an artist, but when you're little, you don't know better. So I don't know, a lot of mimicking.
One of the things that I love about your performance is that it, you don't just stand there and sing. You put the entire mind, body, and soul into it. Has somebody coached you to do that, or is that just you?
That is a good question. I have done a TV show like this in the past and seeing it actually on TV and deciding, wait, I can do better than that made a huge difference. Also, I have to give thanks to the choreographer Paul on The Voice because he really, really brought me out of my shell. That blind audition song that I did, I Wish by Stevie Wonder, initially I was pretty still singing it as like a power moment. And he's the one who got me to really explore the stage. And since then, I have not stopped.
All right, I'm going to get really super deep with you because I know you're into yoga and stuff like that. But at the end of every yoga class, there's a thing called Nidra. Nidra is where you rest and you kind of bring yourself to the center of the core. But that's also a major league form of meditation, like transcendental. Have you ever traveled into Nidra in the way of making that part of your process?
Not knowingly. I can say that I practice a lot of inner child meditation, mm-hmm. especially before a performance, the night before. That's my ritual. I always do an inner child meditation. But after yoga, I do just lay there. I don't know if that counts. I really do just lay there and sit, and I guess it's a form of meditation.
Well, yeah, because what it does is that it's about unblocking and unlocking. It's about letting things go in a way. And I'll tell you what, if you ever want to look into it, it will take you into the most creative spaces because when you get into Nidra and you allow it to take over you, I'm telling you that the greatest ideas come from it.
I need to write this down. You said Nidra.
Yeah, Nidra. And it's one of those things where I was like, okay, I know I need to do this. I need to study it and its history and what it's doing. Because, I mean, you're going to ask a lot of questions. But when you go into it and you come out of it, you're going to go, my God, that I can't explain it.
I can see how that would be effective. I really, really, really want to do it and write a song after.
Oh, yeah. The thing about it is that then this way you're going to find out that, and it's free. That's the thing I like about it. It's free.
I love a free thing. That is one thing about me. I don't want to say I'm cheap, but I definitely like to save my money. And any activity that I do is free. I'll go to the beach or something or take a walk.
Is it kind of weird that you're down there in the Miami area, but people up in the Seattle area are finding spirit in you?
Oh, I love to hear that. Yeah, it's really weird. I'm noticing that a lot of the people reaching out to me are from different countries.
God, I know.
I think that is because of Ariana. I really do, because The Voice is like an American show. But she's kind of expanding it farther, and a lot of the fans are from Brazil, Peru, and they always say the same thing. Tell Ariana to come here to Peru. I'm like, what about me?
I love it when people will, I'll catch a blessed with an opportunity to talk with somebody, and they'll say, hey, can you send me information so I can talk to him too? I'm going, I have no idea how this even happened. I'm just blessed with the opportunity that there was a connection.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of that, but I can't complain. I understand. I mean, people want to see the queen.
But when are you going to give yourself some credit?
Huh. I think that people still need to see some more of me, okay, because I really, really love my past two performances so much. I'm really, really proud of them, but I know that the stuff that's coming is more. Like, I want people to hear more. I didn't want to overdo anything. I think that my moment is really close.
Oh, my God. I love your spirit and your heart. You got to come back to this show anytime in the future. The door is always going to be open for you.
Anytime. Okay, I'll be here tomorrow.
Okay. I'm just kidding. Have a great day today, okay?
Errol, you have been amazing. Thank you so much.